Foreign Language Learner Podcast.
Hi there. This is Living the COVID-19 Pandemic Podcast. My name is Marina, and I'm in the second year of translation at IBILS-UNESP. The most important thing I have learned during the COVID-19 pandemic is that our relationship with food is directly related with our mental health. While many have become hostage with the food delivery, many others have preferred to cook their own food. The purchase of fresh food as fruits and vegetables has increased 20% during this pandemic time. The consumer should be worried about expiry and fresh food safety, according to the Produce Marketing Association. During this pandemic, at least here in Brazil, people are eating more, but are eating more healthy food. With all the insecurities about the future, stop thinking about the reality and only worry about the bread dough you are folding is a relief that many have searched. According to the Research League and the DGM Studio, cooking was the main form people have found to feel productive during this lockdown time. Also, according to them, it will change our relationship with food even after the COVID-19 pandemic. Besides that, the concern about consuming more healthy foods to improve the immune system can also explain the improvement in the diet during this time. Another change about the food is about the schedule for the meals. With the lockdown, people started to note their physical needs and eat only when they were hungry, not only the meal time, creating another relationship with these schedules and what you are supposed to eat in each one. However, the positive progress was followed by an increase in the intake of ultra-processed foods between people with low education level, highlighting social inequality, sadly still very present in our country. This probably happened because they could not stay home, so they had to leave for work and eat something there. To conclude, the delivery orders have increased, as well as the purchase of healthy food and the consumption of ultra-processed food in specific areas. Thank you for listening to Living the COVID-19 Pandemic Podcast. Bye!
Thanks for listening to the Foreign Language Learner Podcast. And thanks to UNESP's International Relations Office and Undergraduate Studies Provost, PodBILSI, PAPERC, and Teletandem Laboratory for supporting this initiative.